Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's begin, guys, okay? I know everyone else's, but okay, let's go. Let's pick it up from where we left off, okay, on Thursday. Okay, the Gemara here on Amud Beis is discussing why the three approaches don't like, why one doesn't like the other and one doesn't like the other. Good morning, Adam. Good to see you. And so the Gemara begins by saying, let's just go over to Gemara inside, pick up where we left off. Thank you. Good to see you. Kulu kirabo lo omre, ahu yedil adoros. The reason why Rav and Rav Zeira do not like Rabba, let's chazer over. Rabba is what? Rabba is cognition, yedia. Right, Rav Zeira is sell, and Rav is what? Rav is diris aroy. Excellent. So kulu kirabo lo omre. They all didn't go like Rabba, he yedil adoros. Okay? Because that yedia is talking about yedil adoros. Has nothing to do with cognition. It has to do with telling over your children that there was a nes that Hashem made Anani Akavod for us. Fine. The Gemara says, Kereb Zera Nami Lo Amre. Rava and Rabba do not like. Rabba and Rava do not like Reb Zera's Pshad. They don't like it because why? Because that pasuk is referring to what's going to be Yemosa Mashiach, that Hashem's going to put a canopy over the tzaddikim, and therefore has nothing to do with what? It has nothing to do with the din of sukkah. So Reb Zeira defends himself. What does Reb Zeira defend himself? And the Gemara says that Reb Zeira imkain lema krav achupa tiel etzel mai v'sukkah tiel etzel yomam shamas mina tarte. So what does Reb Zeira say? Reb Zeira says the chiddush is, what is Reb Zeira's chiddush? Reb Zeira says the pasuk says, it says beferish in the pasuk. It says, "V'chupa tiel etzel yomam, my v'tzuka tiel etzel yomam." Why does it say "V'chupa tiel etzel yomam"? Why does it say "V'tzuka"? It should say "V'chupa" because it was talking about a canopy. So, what's the answer? Shamas mine tarte. We learn out two things. What are the two things we learn out? Number one, Yemosa Mashiach, and number two, the din of a sukkah that it has to be a shade. Correct. So that's Reb Zeira responds back, and responds back, "Shamas mine tarte." Look at Rashi. Rashi said, "Tarte, they ain't shame sukkah lasuyel itzel, the inamosu mashiach, mishum datsuyel itzel, kriya sukkah." He says, there's only a sukkah when it's made litzel. Here you are, Yehuda. There's only a sukkah when it's made litzel. It's only a sukkah when it's made litzel, dahi inamosu mashiach, mishum datsuyel itzel, kriya sukkah. So he says it means both things. Reb Zeira says, I'm not bothered by that. Okay, so Reb Zeira says it can mean both things. Now, the truth is, I want you to get this down, throughout Shas, in Halacha, when you're dealing with Halachas, a lot of times the Gemara says, well, one pasuk's used up, so therefore you can't use that pasuk for another Halacha. But Rav Shefter Shlita once taught us, when it comes to Agadatas, sometimes a pasuk can be used for different things. For example, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Torah is like sparks. So I want you to get this down. Pasuk echan motzi kama ta'amim. Sometimes the Torah, one pasuk can tell you many different levels of shot. It's like the Torah is like sparks. So he pointed out to us, that's by Agadata. That's by Agadata, you can use up one pasuk. Pasuk echen motzi kama ta'amim. One pasuk can teach you many, many different levels. Motzi kama ta'amim. One pasuk can teach you many, many different ta'amim, many different levels. So therefore, it can teach you many different levels. So therefore, that's by Agadata. But by halacha, the Gemara says, oh, you can't use it for that halacha. It's already used up for a different halacha. Pasuk echad, motzi, kama, ta'amin. Okay? Let me write it down for you. I brought the marker, so why not use it? Pasuk echad, motzi, echad, kama, ta'amin. Pasuk echad, motzi, kama, ta'amin. One pasuk can tell you many different things. Talmud. Talmud means like reasons or things. So I was thinking, I wanted to incorporate that here. Someone might think, oh, Reb Zeira, how can Reb Zeira use this for a two-fold thing? He can use it for halacha that sukkah is itself. He can use it for what it's going to be, Yemosa Mashiach. Not a problem, because that second halacha is agadata. So since that second halacha is agadata, it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be a problem, okay? So Reb Zeira is not considered to be a problem, Lamaisa. Reb Zeira is not considered to be a problem, Lamaisa, because he uses one pasuk for halacha and one for agadata. In fact, we're pointing out the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Torah is like sparks, and you could use one pasuk for kama gadatas. So there was no problem in the way Reb Zeira presents this din here. So that's what Reb Zeira, what Reb Zeira said beferish. Now, does someone remember why we said that Rabbah? Why did we say that Rabbah didn't make a response? What did we say on Thursday? Why didn't the Gemara quote why Rabbah didn't respond at all? Well, what did we say? Remember?
He agrees.
No. Why are we saying Shir? Why did Rabbah? Why did Gemara not give Rabbah's defense? Kula Karabu Amrayla Doros. Because Rabbah is the most logical. Excellent, Donnie. It's the most logical. It's Besukas Oshavti Espinay Yisrael. You know, it's weird. It's a Yeshu. It's so obvious. Lomais is telling me a different halacha, so he doesn't even have to respond. But here, Reb Zeira needs to respond, and he does respond, and he says, one level's halacha, one level's agadata. So I want you to get that. If they were both agadata, you could even do it. So if one's halacha, one's agadata, not a problem at all. Fine. So the Gemara says this very, very clearly. So I want you to get, I want you to get this nakuda, very important here. Now, this notion of tzel, of shade, is very prevalent throughout the whole Masechta. Okay? I want to give you two Mara Makomos right off the bat that show that tzel, Reb Zeira's notion is so prevalent. Okay? That Pnei Yehoshua points this out. Pnei Yehoshua says, don't get me wrong. Meaning, I don't want you to say from this line of the Gemara that we just read that Rav and Rabba denied the sukkah, the schach has to be med l'tzel. I mean, the simplest reading this Gemara, that's what would be your conclusion. Right, Yehuda? It says that Rabba and Rava did not like Reb Zeira. Well, if they don't like Reb Zeira, that means they must not like his opinion that a sukkah has to what? A schach has to generate tzel. That's the simplest reading of this Gemara. So it says the Pnei Yehoshua chas v'shalom. I don't want you to think that. Because the din of tzel is a prevalent theme throughout Masechah Sukkah, Dani. And it gives two Mara Mekaymas right away, which we already touched on, number one. But let's look at it again, so it'll refresh our memory. On Chesem and Beis, take a quick look. On Chesem and Beis, we already learned that the din said, Tan Rabbanan Ganbach. Remember we said Ganbach? Sukkas Goyim, Sukkas Nashim, Sukkas Behema, Sukkas Kusim. Sukkah mikol makom kshera, b'vad shetei misuchechet kehilchasa, on the condition that the schach is put up properly. My kehilchasa, what does it mean kehilchasa? Amar v'chistavu she'asui asa letzel sukkah. V'chistav says, it's made what? It's made letzel sukkah. What do you mean? Isn't that only Reb Zeira? Reb Chista's touching up a brisa. This is an accepted brisa, guys. That no matter who builds a sukkah, it's kshera. You can have a goy build it, women build it, behemoths, it's made out of behemoths, kusim. As long as it's just done in a manner where the schach is done properly. And the schach is done properly, what's that definition, Adam? What does it mean, schach done properly, on Chesem and Beis? Says the Gemara in the name of Chisda is done, let's sell. So you see, that's an accepted halacha. What do you mean, Rabba and Rava that don't like Reb Zeira don't accept that? Of course not. Says the Pnei Yehoshua. Of course they require it, that the schach has to be done, let's sell. Okay? I'll give you another mucker. This is very important. Chesem and Beis is the first mucker that you need sell for the tzukkah. Number one. Let's go. Number two. Take a look at Daf Yud Beis. I gave you a Mara Mukum. Daf Yud Beis and the Mishnah. What does it say in Daf Yud Beis and the Mishnah? It says, Chavile Kash, V'chavile Eitzim, V'chavile Zrodim, Ein Mesachim Behen. Bundles. Bundles of straw, bundles of wood, and bundles of zrodin. Okay? Zrodin are types of also like twigs, reeds. All these things you can't use for schach. Why can't you use them for schach? They fulfill all the three rules. Because why? Because you might think that if they're in bundles, what do you think they're used for? Storehouses. We don't want our sukkahs to be storehouses because storehouses are not made for shade. What are storehouses? They're put together for space, so you can put stuff somewhere. So if you start creating a scenario where sukkahs will be made in out of storehouses, that means the stuff that you put on top of your roof will be stuff that was not put there for what? For shade purposes. So the Gemara's Masber, there was a Gzeira. Look at the first long line. Amravashi, on Yud Beis Manal. Amravashi, Ato Chavile Kash V'Chavile Eitzim, Mishum Gzeiris Otzer Ika. Mishum Tassav Lomnasi, period. What is Mishum Gzeiris Otzer? You start using these things of bundles, you know what people are going to say? Oh, what do we got to build a sukkah for? I got to schlep 5 hours? Spend all my time doing this? What do I have to spend all my time doing this for? There's no reason. I have a beautiful shed in the back. Let me use the shed. If you start allowing a sukkah with these bundles, Donnie, it's going to lead people to using what? Your storehouse is a sukkah. And that's a terrible thing because the sach on top of the storehouses are not made for shade. So it was a gzeira. So what do you see from this Gemara, Marty? Again, that what? The sach is what? The sach is for shade. So you mean it's not just Reb Zeira came up with this Einfalt. Einfalt means a concept in Yiddish. Reb Zeira wasn't the only one who came up with this. You see, it's an accepted dinner. Chesem and Beis, you pay him an aleph. Chesem and Beis was a chista teiching. Teiching means saying pshat in the brisa. Rav Ashi and Yud Beis was teiching the Mishnah. So what's going on? Rabin, Rava don't like Reb Zeira. It's a prevalent accepted concept. One sec, Dave. We'll get to you. So this is what the Pnei Yeshua points out. I don't want you to read this line of the Gemara and think, oh, that the denied cell. Chas v'sholom. You see, Matthew, you got the Makaris down? Chesem and Beis, Yud Beis, and Aleph. So says the Pnei Yeshua like this. I want you to get it. He said, Reb Zeira took it a step further. Of course, Reb Zeira required cell. But Reb Zeira took it a step further. What's a step further? That you don't need cell l'schach, but rather tzilasa meruba mechamasa. It's not just every sukkah shein tzricha l'tzel l'schach. The tzilasa has to be ruba machmas adafonos. It's not called a sukkah at all. Of course you need shade. But he told you what type of shade you need. Shade that comes from what? Shade that comes from the walls is bogus. Ein lashon sukkah l'shein tzricha rak l'tzel l'schach. That's where Reb Zeira came to the table. Reb Zeira brought to the tables, I'll tell you, you need shade. But the shade has to come from the schach specifically and not the walls. Masha Enkein, Rab and Rava, they say the pasuk to Yomos Mashiach. Grant the Lamaisa, Vlavach, Itzilasa, Meruba, Machmas, Tafanos. We don't really care about that because it has to be made in the cell as well. I don't care whether what. I don't care whether the schach is Asui Gam Litzel. They don't care whether the shadow comes from what. Comes from the walls. As long as the schach was made from what? Was made for shade. I don't care whether there's shade also from the walls, according to Rabbi Reb Zeira. That doesn't bother us. Was the schach made for shade? Yes, we know that from Chesem and Beis. We know that from Yud Beis and Aleph. That doesn't need to have schach to generate shade. Yes, Yasha Koyach. But if the shade also comes from the walls, you know what? We don't care. We're fine with that. Because the schach's also made from shade. You know what Reb Zeira says? I'm not fine with it. There has to be shade, but it's exclusively. You got this down, Donnie? The shade is exclusively, says Reb Zeira, has to come from what? The schach, and not from the walls. That's the nekudas hamachlokes between Reb Zeira against Rabin Rava. So don't tell me that what? They denied shade. Rabin Rava. They denied. I'm not talking about shading. Shading is a different topic, you guys know. The Rambam denied shading. No shading in the Gemara. The Rambam denied shading. Right? The Rambam, shade in English, S-H-A-T-D, don't confuse it with shade in Hebrew. The Rambam says there's no shade. It's all imagination. The Vilna Gaon says in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam was blinded by philosophy, he says. He says, I love the Rambam, the Rambam's a gadol ador. But the philosophy blinded the Rambam this issue. There are shading, says the Gaon. He says it on Shulchan Aruch. He says that philosophy blinded the Rambam in this Nakuda. But we're talking about, when I say shade, the English word. So the Maisa, this is the Nakuda I want you to get. Rabba and Rava love, they love the concept of shade. But the shade, the Maisa, as long as it's the schach produces shade, that's fine. Comes from the walls, also okay, Mishkafir, I'm fine with it. Reb Zeira says, I'm not fine with that. It's got to be Davka from what? Davka from the schach itself. That is the Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. Please get it down. You got it? I mean, I don't want you to learn this line of the Gemara and say, oh, says what? What's the lashon of Gemara? No one holds like Reb Zeira. Rab and Rava don't hold like Reb Zeira. Oh, that means they don't hold like shade? What are you talking about? You don't know the Nesechta. Daf Ches and Daf Yibet says there's the notion of Tzel. The Machlokes is, look at the details of it. Bless you. They don't care if Rab and Rava, if there's shade also from walls. Reb Zeira says it's got to be from the schach. That's a lush. Okay, Dave, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, my question was just
yes.
Yod Beis Amud Aleph.
Yeah.
Where do we see that's explicitly? Wait, was it Yod Beis?
Yeah, Yod Beis, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to use bundles. And the Gemara there is Masber based on Gzeira Mishum Otsar. That's what Gzeira Mishum Otsar means. Oh!
Can I sit in for
a minute? Yes! This is my Chavrusa. This is the president's older brother, my Chavrusa, for 7-8 years. Lives in Eretz Yisrael. Great to see you. Okay, his name is Alex Berman. He lives in Renana. He's a Talmud Chacham Gadol. And this is the president's older brother, Machavrusa, for like 8 years. You want a Gemara? Give him the Gemara Sukkah. What we're doing, Alex, is
right here.
Where we're at in the Gemara is what we're doing. Okay. The Gemara has, you know, three approaches on Beis HaMaral. Why a Sukkah Lamal Miasar is puzzle. Rava says you need cognition that you're sitting in a Sukkah. Rava. Lamal Miasri Mama. What I say? I'm sorry. So he's already correcting me. He's right, yeah? L'mayil me'asri mama. What are you sorry about? I learned from him. L'mayil me'asri mama is you need cognition, Rabba. Reb Zera says you need shade from the schach. And then Rava says diras aroy. So this is what we spent 2 weeks already, the all stickles of it. On Bezim and Bez, the Gemara is describing why one doesn't hold like the other. So the line we just did was that Reb Zera, and just want to point out, well, how do you touch the Mishnah when it says slukka l'mayil me'asri mama is psula? Let's teach. We don't have to teach. Well, everyone makes this mistake. What is good to see you, Yoni? What is Sukkah L'malim Yesir Ma'am Apsulu? Everyone always touches it. The Tzchak, it's not true. Rav and Erev and Gimel Mebeis is Chalal Tanan. Meaning, if the Chalal is 20 Amos and the Tzchak is 20.1, it's Ksheira. If the Chalal is 20.1, then it's Psula. It's Tzchak, it's a Sukkah Shehi L'malim where the Chalal is over 20, not the Tzchak. Everyone makes that mistake. You got to know Erevin Daf Gimel. The first Ron points this out. Otherwise, it would say Sukkah L'mal Miasri Mam. It says a Sukkah Shehil Gavol L'mal. It's talking about the Chalal. Year of work. How to touch the Mishnah. Okay, good. So what we just did right now was the Halacha. What we did right now was the Reb Zeir. Reb Zeir holds shadow. So we said the Gemara says right here, that Rab and Rava don't like Reb Zeir's pshat because it's referring to Moshe Mashiach. The pasuk's referring to when Hashem will make a canopy for the tzaddikim, so it's not referring to the halachas of Sukkot also. Reb Zeir says, no, Shama mina tarte. Reb Zeir says, you can tell me halacha about Sukkot also, tell me what's going to be B'zana Mashiach, that he's going to make a canopy for the tzaddikim. So I pointed out to the boys that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and Daf Lamed Daled that the Torah is like sparks. Pasach Echad Motzi Kamatam. It's Rosh Hashanah. The Torah, that's always by a Agarata. But by a Lacha, all Rosh Hashanah. That din's used up in that pasuk. You can't use it for another din. By a Agarata, you can say multiple Pshatim. By a Lacha, you can't. So here's certainly Reb Zeir and Shishamina Matarti. Because one is a Halacha, and one is a God. No problem at all. So that was one Pshat. And then the Pshat we just got through saying was as follows. Because I want to get to the Shtickle about Shofar. We've got to finish by 10:30. But listen to this. This is an accepted halacha throughout the Masechta that a shade is created by schach. I just got through saying that shade in English, S-H-A-D, I know you've been in Israel many years, so when I say shade, I mean English. Shade, not demons. The Rambam, the Vilna Gaon, says that the Rambam was blinded by philosophy. He says there's no concept of shading. The Bir Agro and Shulchan Aruch. So I wanted to just clear, because you know, I don't know if you speak English anymore. So I want to just clear. Vissel. Okay, so listen to this. So listen to this halacha. So it says, oh, so the Gemara says Rabba Reb Zeir didn't hold, Rabba and Rabba didn't hold of Reb Zeir. That means they don't hold of Tzel. So I'm saying the concept of Tzel, this is what we're saying after. We'll finish this, just chaz over this Nakuda real quick. It's impossible to say, says the Pnei Yeshua, that Rabba and Rabba did not hold of Tzel. On Chesem and Beis, the Gemara says Ganbach. No, anyone can build a sukkah. Goy, women, you can make a sukkah out of behemoths. Ubavach is Sikha Kehilchasa. So if this is what is Sikha Kehilchasa, it's made with Tzel. That's an accepted din. It's prevalent throughout the whole Masechta that it's got to create shade. The Mishnah Daf Yud Beis says you can't use schach of bundles of kash. Why not? It fits all the three requirements of schach. It's good. It's grew from the ground. It's not makabel tuma. It's tallish. So the Gemara has this gzera called otsar. David, that's right point. It's otsar. What is otsar? People are going to start using their storehouses as sukkahs. When you use a storehouse, you use it for space. You don't put the stuff on the roof of the storehouse for sale. So it's going to be a gzera that people are going to start making sukkahs with schach that don't generate shade. So you see from Chesem and Beis and Daf Yud Beis Manav, that's an accepted notion in the Masechta itself. So Rab and Rava don't subscribe to it. So the Pnei Yeshua says, of course they subscribe to it. The only thing is that if the tzel comes from the defunos, Rab and Reb Zeir aren't bothered by it. As long as the schach produces shade, I don't care whether there's shade also from the walls. It's good. Reb Zeir says chas v'sholom. Reb Zeir, it's a machlokes in the prat of what you need from tzel. You follow me? Rav Zeir says it's got to be only from the schach. Right? If it's from the defunos, it's not good. They say nishkafir, it's also from the defunos as well. As long as the schach also generates cell, it's fine. Okay? That was the nekuda we just did. We just chashed it up. Okay. Let's get to the following now, okay? Next line of the Gemara. Okay? Then we got to get to the halacha of how we pass it. And tomorrow we get to go fight. Okay? So Gemara says the next line, Kirava Nami Lo Amri. Rabba and Reb Zera did not like Rava. Why? Mishum Kusha Di Abaye. Abaye asked the Kasha Lamaisa. Like Rava also we don't say. Mishum Kusha Di Abaye. Rava, Abaye asked the Kasha, you make a sukkah, Mechitza Shabar, so it should be puzzle. Because Rava requires a Diris Arai, not Diris Kevin. We know that if you put Shach on metal walls, it's fine. So they that Kasha of Abaye, that Kasha of Abaye, what do we say? They love that Kasha. Rabban who? Reb Zera. And because of that Kasha, they don't hold like who? They don't hold like Rava. Now, what do we do at the end of Shir on Thursday?
Parsha.
Okay, before Parsha's feet. Before Parsha, what do we say? Was Abaye Chozer Bo with Rava's answer?
Yeah.
What was Rava's answer? Dao. Yeah. So we had a Machlokes Rishonim on that. Who was the Machlokes Rishonim? We had a Machlokes Rishonim, correct. Excellent, Donnie. Very good. We said the Balamor, the Ramban, the Balamor and the Ramban in the Meiri, exactly. They all say that Abaye was what? Was Chozer Bo. How do we say he was Chozer Bo? Because on Daf Zayin he says that Rabbi Yehuda says what? He required Diris what? Keva. So you see, if the Rabbi Yehuda requires Diris Keva, must be the Rabbanan only required Diris Eroi. That's like Ravas. Must be Abaye was Chozer Bo. Correct? So it's very interesting. We pointed out, like those we've shown him, that Rabbah and Reb Zera don't like Rava because of Abaye's Kasha. That's fascinating because Abaye didn't stick with his own Kasha. He was Chozer Bo with Rava's answer. But they didn't hold the Rava's answer. Rav and Reb Zera did not hold the Rava's answer. That was the cheshbon that we said, remember? You follow what I'm saying? Alex, you follow me? It's an interesting nekuda that Abaye was Chozer Bo from his Kasha because Rava gave good terms. He said, Dal Mehacha. He said, forget about what? What was the Lashon of Rava? Dal Mehacha the what? What was Rava's answer to Abaye? That anything under 20 is a Roy, and anything above 20 is what? Is Keva, correct? Abaye said, I like that answer. But Rav and Reb Zera evidently did not like that answer. So the Gemara says, Kushi to Abaye, that's why they stuck to the guns, and we don't hold like Rava. But it's interesting, Abaye himself asked the Kasha, agree with Rava's terrors. Right? Didn't we point that out? Now, which Rishon we said that Abaye was not Chozer Bo? Donnie? Excellent. The Rivi was Cholek, and the Rivi said Abaye always stuck to his guns. He always stuck to his guns. So Memeila, what? Memeila, he didn't like Rav's opinion. Rav Reb Zera followed suit. They also didn't like Rav's opinion. But let's just point out what we said on Thursday, Shtikl Torah, the Avram asked the Kashi's in Montreal today. We said a Shtikl Torah, the notion of Dal Mehacha. Right? What was the Kiddush that we said of Dal Mehacha? Remember we said the notion of the Svasemis? The Svasemis was Mechadesh, this notion of Dal. Right? Remember Dal? What is Dal? Right. Abaye said, the Svara Alex of Reb Zera was dearest what? Dear of shade. So the Gemara said, what happens if you build a sukkah between two mountains? Ashtros Kanai. So the response to that was, Reb Zera said, Dal, we remove the mountains. We remove the mountains. So the Sasemis talks about, according to Rav, if you build a sukkah with very thick, like steel, like nuclear bomb type of poles, but it's under 20. So the Sasemis says, that's called Aroi. Why is it called Aroi? Because we invoke Dal. Just like you remove the mountains, you remove the thickness of the metal of the posts. And it's like they're not sturdy at all. Because anything under 20 is a halakhic eroi. So even if you built like beautiful steel things, it's like we remove the thick metal. Dao, it's imaginary. So what we said at Shtikl Torah was, is that there's a machloikis as to what Dao you hold of. You see, Reb Zera holds of Dao, remove the mountains, because the mountains are not part of the sukkah. But he will not agree with Rava that you say Dao on the actual posts of the walls of the sukkah that are holding up the schach. That's already too much. But Rava will hold of that second version of Dal. Dal not only the mountains, but Dal also the thickness of the steel that holds up the schach. You understand what I'm saying? That's a Shtikl Torah according to the, you hear what I'm saying? You know, you hear? There's a notion of Dal. That's what we said in Shir yesterday. It's on Thursday. It's much bigger Chiddush to say Dal on this actual pulse. Rather on something that's external to sukkah by the mountains. But Rava says, I hold of it. Reb Zera says, I don't hold of that. But they both hold of Dal. The question is, will Reb Zera hold of Rava's Dal? Reb Zera says not. So this is an important akuda, guys, when you get to this notion of what? This notion of Kushida Abaye. Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
Wouldn't Dal on the sukkah itself be tossed a little bit elsewhere?
No, because you built a beautiful sukkah, and the posts are like, you know, that can even stave off a nuclear bomb. But I thin off the metal. I thin off the metal that it's so thin now that all it is sticks.
Before you went to Mandalmar, before that, it's still possible.
I know, but it's all imaginary. It's all halachic. You follow what I'm saying? Donnie's asking a good kasher. He said tasim l'masu, he means the last thing you got to do is make the schach kasher. So Donnie's saying, but you're thinning it even from the building of it, from the very outset. It's not the last thing you're doing. Number one, it's imaginary. Number two, you could say when you build it, that's the way you built it. It's not like I build these big, thick sticks of metal. It's only thin. Okay, so it's a good kasher. But that's the two nekudas. Okay, so let's get to the following now, and then we've got to say the shtick about shofar. Okay, let's get to it. How do we paskan in this whole shaila? It'll set up for us tomorrow, Biz Hashem. We have a big, long seder. We get to involved, Vayter and the Gemara. I want to know how we paskan. That's the Ran and the Balamor. How do we paskan these three approaches? Rava, Ribzera, Rava. So we started seeing the Rishonim last week, so I want you to get this, okay? If you're a Rava man, yes? What does a Rava man mean? That means you love a Roy. That means I don't care whether the walls touch the sukkah or they don't touch the sukkah. I don't care if it's wide, Dalet Amos, or it's even wider than that, which we're going to see tomorrow, God willing, these cases. If you're in a Roy man, halach l'maisa, any sukkah that the hollowness is above Esrim Amma is puzzle, no matter what. I label that as Kevin. I want you to get that down. Whether the walls touch or the walls don't touch. What do I mean to say by that? What is Rabba's whole, what is Rabba's whole Svara? What is Rabba? Cognition. What happens if the walls touch the Schach? You're going to follow, exactly like Matthew says, you're going to follow the walls, you're going to see the Schach. We're going to see the Gemara tomorrow, Yoni. So according to Rabba, that's fine. Rabba says, I don't care. It's not Eroi. So that's one nafkamina, number one. Number two, what happens if the sukkah's wide? If the sukkah's wide and it's higher than 20, but it's wide, where's the shade going to come from, Yosef? It'll come from where? If it's really wide. It'll come from the schach. I can save it. So corner of Zeres kosher. Corner of, I'm sorry. Anything above 20 is keva. It is bad. So if you're a Rava man, please get that down, Donnie. You're going to apostle both those cases. Whether the walls touch the schach, or whether it's wider than the Arbamas, which creates a scenario that the shade comes from the sock, I don't care. It is no longer a Roy. So if you're a Rava man, you're going to apostle that. Halach l'maisa. If you're a Rava man, what are you going to say? Yeah. It's only when the walls don't touch. But if the walls touch, what's the din? It's going to be good. Yes, if it touches, yes. We'll see you tomorrow, Bishon. And if you hold like Reb Zera, what are you, Matthew? If you're an Abzeri man, you only pass when the sukkah's arba amos. But if it's wider, then the shade's going to come from the schach. It should be good. If you're a Rava man, it's what? It's possible because it's above 20. Adam, you got me? Please get those cases down. Adam, get those cases. If the wall touches or if it's wider than arba amos. Simi, you got me? If you're a Rava man, those cases will be possible. Those are the two cases you got to know, which we're going to see tomorrow inside of the Gemara Mishnah.
You're going to be Rebbe
Zera? Yes. If you're a Reb Zera man, that means you look for shade from the schach. What happens if it's wider than Dalet Amos, Donnie? If it's wider than Dalet Amos, based on physics, we always point out that Torah Mati get credit for physics. A, so you're done with credit. You're done. You already graduated, Ephraim. Ephraim majored in physics. You're done. So if you have a wider sukkah, Lamaisi, now you can just wear it. All you have to do is learn. If you have a wider sukkah, so the shade is what? The shade is coming from the schach. So if the shade is coming from the sock, that's all P-physics, Donnie. That'll be good. See, the only time Reb Zera says it comes from the walls, if it's perfectly Arbamos or Arbamos. If it's wider, it's fine. But if you're a Rava man, Donnie, if it's above 20, it's what? It's Psula no matter what, because that's a Keva. It's not a Rod. You got me? Those are the two cases. So let's see how we paskin. So we set up. You got to go? Okay. It's great to see you. Tell you this man is a walking Kiddush Hashem. Telling you, he's a lawyer. He's a partner law firm in Eretz Yisrael. And you know, we said Reb Yochanan. I don't think I ever told you guys yet. Since the beginning of the year, Reb Yochanan says in Yuma, Shem Shamayim Misayev Al Yadecha. Every act you do in life, you have to ask yourself litmus test: will Hashem's name become more beloved? And this man's life embodies that. I'm telling you, Shem Shamayim Misayev Al Yadecha. So you should have bracha. We'll talk later. Okay, great to see you. Okay, your parents are here?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, very good. Okay, be well. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? So Shem Shemayim says, I'm telling you, I wasn't exaggerating. He knows Torah is Baal. He's a Balmidis. Okay, here we go. So how do we paskin, guys? Let's get it down. And then we got to say the shtickle about shofar. Okay, here we go. Halacha l'maaseh, and I gave it to you, the Rabbeinu Hanano, the Bala Itter, and the Ravid. And I gave you the Ravid in the back. Let's get it down, Matthew. You got it? Number Rabbeinu Hanano, Bala Itter, and the Ravid. They all say that the halacha is like who? Rabba. Rabba with a hey. Rabba with a hey. Lo Shalta Ba'ena. Therefore, Yehuda, what's the din if the schach touch the walls? If the walls touch the schach, and it's 25 amas.
Kusher,
excellent. Excellent. What are the two reasons why you would paskin like Rabba? Let's get this down, Simi. Two reasons why you paskin like Rabba. Number one, Rava was his Talmud. Rava was Rabba's Talmud. Ain halacha ketalmud b'makom harav. And number two, it says in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chav Beizim and Aleph, that Rabba kol mili kirav of it. Rabba would always hold like Rav. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chav Beis. So you might say to me, so what? Who cares that Rabba would always go like Rav? Well, Rav was a first generation Amora. And what that means is, even though tomorrow, God willing, we're going to see there's a machlekes, Rav Huna and Rav Oshia. Machlekes is what Rav holds. It's not so clear what Rav holds. Rav might allow. Rav might disallow. Even if he might passel if the walls touch the schach, which would be like Reb Zera. But the Korban Nisanel and Sifka and Aleph says, Nistama, Rabba did everything like Rav. And he was very careful to check into what was Rav's opinion by everything. Very, very clear. He would check it out. And since Rabba holds like Rav Oshia, you know what we say tomorrow, what we'll see Rav Oshia says? That Rav Oshia holds like Rabba. That if the walls touch the schach, it's kshever, even if it's 25 on the side. So again, let's get this. Number one, Rabba was a Talmud of Rabba. Number one. Number two, the Gemara says in Shabbos that Rabba did everything like Rav. But tomorrow we're going to see some machlokes what Rav said. But Rav Oshia sides with Rabba tomorrow, we'll see. And if the walls touch the schach, it's kosher, even if it's 25 amos high. So mistama, that Rabba agreed with what Rav Oshia looked into, and that's what Rav said. So we have debunked holding like Rava, because Rav is the Rebbe against Rava the Talmud, number one. And number two, how would we debunk Reb Zera? Because why? Because we see tomorrow that Rav Oshia quotes Rav, and that goes in consonance with Rabba. That if the walls touch the schach, it's kosher, even if 25 amos high. So we debunked why we don't hold like Rava. We debunked why we don't hold like Reb Zera, and therefore the halacha is like Rabba. Yoni, you got this? Yeah? Please get it down. We're trying to. You got it? This is the cheshbon. Why the Rabbeinu Hanano, the Bala Itter, and the Ravid all hold like who? Rabba. Yes, Yehuda.
What does Rav Oshia have to do with Reb Zera?
Rav Oshia tomorrow, it says explicitly in the name of Rav that if the walls reach the sukkah, it's kshera. You tell me. You tell me, because why? Because that fits Rabba. That means cognition. That means cognition, because you're going to be able to follow the walls up to the sock. That means I hold like Rabba, cognition. Whereas according to Reb Zera, the shade's still going to come from where? The walls. So it should be psula. You got that, Chap? Maybe I didn't say it 100%. That's exactly what we're saying. Rav Oshia's quote is saying that if the walls reach the schach, it's kosher. That means you're working with the mechanics of cognition, like Rabba. So if Rabba did everything like Rabba, I bet your bottom dollar he looked into the Rav Oshia's statement of Rabba was the correct one. Yes, what do you say, Marty?
Well, the next Kaman Azla is going to be like Rabbi Zera, and the next one's going to be like Rabba.
We'll see, exactly. So but Rabba himself, Halacha Lamaisa, we'll see. The statement of Rabba always went like Rav. So we're assured, at least according to these Rishonim, that he checked into that this is the best version of Rav. That's what we're assuming.
Why does it prove that we hold like Rabba?
Because the statement of Rav Oshia in the name of Rav, that the walls reach the schach, if it's 25 amas, it's still kshera, only works according to Rabbah. Remember? Because cognition, you follow the walls up, and the schach's touching it. But if I'm a shade man, that's still psula, because the shade's going to come from the walls.
Oh, it's because he says in the name of Rav?
Yes. Rav Oshia says that in the name of Rav. We'll see you tomorrow. But thank God, we'll have a long Seder tomorrow. Be here at 9, guys. Giving myself muscle. Try to be at 9 with it. Beat the traffic, okay? You got me? So these are, this is the, who is it, the Baal Itter? You got it? Who is it, the Baal Itter, Ibn Hanan, and who else? The Raivit, correct. Yes, David.
Who's the Baal Itter, and where can we find him?
The Baal Itter, I'll show you tomorrow. It's a safer, in a separate safer, Rishon, in the Bais Medrash. Yeah. Yeah, it's a Rishon, yeah. Baal Itter, always ask me. Baal Itter is a Rishon, it's a separate safer. See, the lot of Rishonim, the Rav would always stick with, like the Rashba, the Ritva, you know, Tysus, but Rav Lichtenstein's outside. You know Rav Lichtenstein, his son-in-law? He was a Rishiva of Gush. He knew all these other Rishonim. And the Rav would say, what do you got to know all these other Rishonim? Stick with Rashi, Tysus, the Rashba, the Ritva. He would love learning all the Rishonim, the Rav Yah, the Ravan, the ones we don't look into, it's the Baal Itters, the Rabbi Niruchams. He knew all the Rishonim. So when you make a list of Rishonim Paskin, you have to, you know, like Rabbi Avadia, Zatzal writes in the Sefer, he always has a list of the Rishonim. Which Rishonim say like this, which Rishonim say like that. The Bir Halacha a lot of times makes a list. The Chafetz Chaim, the Holy Chafetz Chaim makes a list. Okay, we got the first approach. Yehuda, you got it?
Yeah.
Clear? Okay, good. Who argues on this? You know who argues on this? Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim argue on this. And you know what they say? They say the Halacha is like Rava.
Who are some of these Rov?
Oh, I'll give it to you right now. Rov Rishonim hold halacha like Rava, a Roy man. Who are the Rov Rishonim? Matthew asks. Very good. The Rif, who lived in Fez, Morocco, in the year 1000. Right? The Rif, the Ramban, the Balamor, the Rosh, the Ra, the Meiri, the Ritvan, Dibra Maskel Vesholosh, the Ran, Dibra Maskel Ike, and the buck stops with him, the Shulchan Aruch. In Simon, Tuf, Reish, Lamed, Gimel, Sif, Alf, I gave you, says Beferish, like Rava, do you need Diris Aroy? So I was wondering, which great, a lot, some Rishonim we didn't mention the list, what's the Rambam's opinion on this? So the Rambam, in Hilchos, Sukkah, Perak, Dal, Halacha, Aleph, says Beferish, that if you have a 25 Amma Sukkah, and the walls reach the Schach, not kosher.
Never agrees with the Rav.
And if you hold what? And if you hold, you have a sukkah very wide, where the shade would come from what? The schach. He still says what? He still says it's considered a psula if it's 25. Because the Rambam Poshup Shad holds like Rava too, that Aroy. Anything higher than 20 is a problem. Alpidin. Anything higher than 20 is a problem. Alpidin. Okay? That's the simplest reading of the Rambam. The Rambam holds like Rava.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, because he says both those cases are still apostles. Because you need Eroi. If it's higher, it's a problem. What do you mean the walls are touching? Well, if you're a cognition man, that's good. But not if I'm an Eroi man. If it's wider, what do you mean? The shade's still from what? The shade's still from the Schach. It should be good. It's 25 Amos. I don't care. No, I do care. Because anything above 20 is what? Is Kevin, not Eroi. The Marcheses that we mentioned in the beginning of the first week, Marcheses wants to claim Halach Lamaisim that he works with Rabbah. He wants to say that despite the Rambam passing like Rabbah, above 20 is a problem, but Lamaisi really works with Rabbah. What does Rabbah say? Yediyah. Yediyah. So how can you passel the case of the walls go up? I want you to get this. The Marchesh. Remember I told you about the Marchesh, the story of the Marcheshes? Remember I told you that whole story? Big tzaddik, that the Nazis were like freaking out. They took 10 squads to beat him to death. Such a tzaddik. No, I told you this right now at the Marcheshes. And maybe it was the day you weren't there, Lomas. Also, I told you about the, remember I told you it was the Mizrahi? Remember I told you it was about the Mizrahi? And the Reb Chaim Moses said that if ever all the Mizrahi were like the Marcheshes, I'd be a Mizrahi as well. Because the Ashkofi wasn't really against it, just didn't like the Anhogis, like of Sneas and things of that sort. But he loved Eretz Yisrael. You follow? Remember we said that whole story? So the Marcheshes says, I want you to get this down, Simi. Marcheshes holds that the Rambam only holds like Rabbah. So if you hold cognition, then what should be the din? Then why does Rambam pass the case when the walls what? Touch the schach. What'd you say?
The top of something doesn't equal butter.
Meaning, very good, Donnie, that until I know 100% that this sukkah's kshera, it's not kshera. Yediyah means you need 100%. I'm not 100% sure when the walls touch the what? Touch the schach. Are you really going to follow the walls and see the schach? Does everyone always look up to the top point at the schach? That's what the Marchesha says. I'm not necessarily sure, he says, that a guy, the Gemara assumes it. Okay, but is it 100% true? So he wants to say, Achidish Nifla, I want you to get it down. The Marchesha wants to say, please get it, that the Rambam really holds like Rabbah, but he'll still pass on that case. Which is a big Chiddush, which seems to be against the Gemara. But the Rambam is like putting a Chumrah on himself. Even though he passes like Rava, that it's Pusel, but you could still work with Rava. Get that down. He holds like Rava, like the Rav Rishonim, that above 20 it's Pusel, but he still holds of cognition. And the reason why he passes it, because he's not 100% sure whether that's Kusher 100%. And in order to have cognition, it has to be 100% Vada that it's Kusher. A Sveik Sveikya making it Mutter will not be enough. Like you said, Donnie, very good. But that's a collector's item. But I want, still want you to know the Marcheshes. So if that's all said and done, Rav Rishonim who hold like who? Rav, including the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Chaber was the first, you know, early Achronim, and that's what he says, Ladina, guys. Halacha L'maaseh. So, I was thinking, L'maaseh, what was I thinking? You guys tell me. One sec, Matthew. What was I thinking? If you're holding like Rav Rishonim, we got to debunk the two theories why the Mi'ur Rishonim held like who? Held like Rabba. Correct. So we'll get to you, but let's try to debunk it. So how do we debunk it? Rav Rishonim held like Rava. Aye, but we said, Ein halacha k'talmid b'makom Rav. When is that? That's when the Talmud is alive in the Rebbe's lifetime. But if the Rebbe's died already, then the Talmud can argue. And he can always argue, but the halacha can be like the Talmud even after the Rebbe dies. But while they're alive, ain't halacha k'talmid b'makom rabo. And this is after what? This is after he already passed away. Because what's the famous halacha? I'm going to write it down. Halacha ke what? Ke basroi. Halacha ke basroi. We always hold like who? We hold like the last opinion. But that's only when the what? The Rebbe already has died and the Talmud argues on him, so then we'll go like the Talmud. That's number one. You have to assume that this case is talking about it already had passed away. That's number one. Halacha l'maisa. And even though the Basroi, Kulu Talmidi de Kamai, but we go Basr what? We go Basr the Halach after the Basroi. And also, when we say the Rabbah what? What's the second thing we have to debunk? That Rabbah always followed everything that what Rav did, and therefore that's the Halacha. The Halacha is like what? Rabbah Komili Ki Rav Ovid. But what is that? That's only when Rav argues with who? Who's the famous Amora that Rav always argues with? Shmuel. Excellent Yehuda. When Rav argues with Shmuel, excellent Yehuda, then we say Rav always passes like Rav. But how do you know Lomais in this scenario, as Marty brought up? Tomorrow we'll see it. Rabosheus says that Rav went with Rabba. But there are other quotes of what Rav, Rav Huna. So when we say Rabba did everything like Rav, that's if it's Rav versus Shmuel. But if it's Rav not versus Shmuel, how do you know that's the case? You don't know that's the case. You don't know that's considered to be the case. So Lamaisa, we don't know necessarily Halach Lamaisa that Kolmili to what? That we say Bamlik Rabba Kolmili Karav of it, it's not necessarily true. We say Rabba Kolmili to Ovid Karav, that's only Badavar Shanachakub Rav and Shmuel. That's a case where the Rav and Shmuel argue Halach Lamaisa. Okay? I also saw that the Ritva and the Ra'ah write, only in Maseches Shabbos do we say that he did everything like Rav. Only in Maseches Shabbos and Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha L'maisa. Only in Hilchos Shabbos. Okay? However, the Ritva in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Chaf Beis debunks this theory and says not true. It says it's not just limited to Hilchos Shabbos, it applies everywhere. Okay? Whatever the case might be, I want you to get that down, Halacha L'maisa. So it turns out that Rabba, we think, does everything like Rav, and the Stoma, what? Stomach, he investigated it well, and he checked out which Amora was more correct, and therefore, since Rabba goes with Rabosha, it's considered to be what correct, that's what Rav said. But that's not necessarily so. Maybe that's when Rav versus Shmuel, but how do you know Rav always goes like Rav, L'maisa, when it's not against Shmuel? You don't necessarily know that. So it doesn't shed any light. So if that's all said and done, We just debunked that, and Rav Rishonim hold like Rava against Rav and Rizera. Yes, Matthew, been very patient. Go ahead.
Why do you know Rishonim hold like Rizera?
It's a good kasha. What do you think?
I think what it could be is, because we said before that everyone holds it as a given that it needs to have shade, so it kind of could be that both opinions work within Rizera.
Excellent. The bottom line is, very good, Matthew, but let me fine-tune what you're saying. Everyone agrees with the notion it's a prevalent concept of shade. Just Reb Zeira took it squared or cubed, and they don't. Rava and Rava do not agree with that. When you have two against one, who's the majority? The two. So Rava and Rava do not agree with this application of dealing with tzel. You got that? That's why the Rishonim didn't hold of it. You got what I'm saying? I want you to get that down. Does everyone get what we said? Matthew asked a great kasha. He said, Rebbe, why don't we say like Reb Zeira? I'll tell you why. Because Rav and Rava didn't like Reb Zeira. And Reb Zeira had a big chiddush, and he had a new application of what shade was. It had to come exclusively from the schach. Who says that's true? You have two amorim against him. There's nothing to talk about. Halach l'maisa. But you could say back to me, but Rebbe, what do you mean? Why do you hold like Rav or Rava? The other two didn't hold like him. You got to hold like one of them, no? That's why you employ these other theories. So I'm not sure my answer is such a great answer. Because you know what you should have said back to me, Matthew? What do you mean? The Gemara said we don't hold like Rava, Kulu. That's two against one. You know what I mean? And why do we hold like Rava? Also, Rava's there, don't hold like Rava. You know what I mean? So I'm not sure if my answer is such a good answer. Because you could say that about Rava and Rava, the Amorite. That's why you got to leave it up to the Rishonim. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure my answer is such a good answer. We've got to think more. I would have just said simply that it's a big chiddush of Zeira's application, that it has to exclusively come from shade. It's one thing you need shade, but if there's a little bit of shade from the walls, what's a geferlich? That's what I would say. But once you start saying it's two against one amram, that's not a good answer, because you could have said that about Rav and Rava too as well. So you got to be intellectually honest. You see, I'm saying to myself, my answer's a bad answer. You follow me? See, if I didn't want to be intellectually honest, I wouldn't have said that to you.
I think it's
good. Yeah, okay, all right, good. Go ahead, what do you say now, Mark? Go ahead.
Say that
the Mekor
is from Yeshayahu, while the other ones are from
the Torah?
Yes. Uh-huh. The ones are by Yekron,
That's a nice one. I like that suggestion too. You mean Rabbi has from the Pasuk Chumash? Rabbi has also from the Pasuk Chumash. Whereas this is Divrei Kabbalah. Remember we wrote Divrei Kabbalah last week? Anything in Nach is Divrei Kabbalah? I like your suggestion, Marty. Very good. Maybe it has much more weight, Rabbi and Rava's Mekor. It's from the Chumash. Whereas you talk about Reb Zeira, it's Divrei Kabbalah. Very good. I like that, Marty. Excellent. Another Nakuda why we don't hold like Reb Zeira. Excellent. Very good. David, you had a kasha? No? Okay, good. All right, we got everything. Kladani, clear? You got this? Okay. Very good. So we have this major machlokes l'maisa, and this sets up for us tomorrow l'maisa. So I want to begin a shtick on shofar. We're not going to have time to finish. We'll finish it another time before Rosh Hashanah. But let's begin. You know, there is a halacha. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara says, I want you to get this down, in Lomdus. We'll start the Mahalach and we'll finish it in a beautiful Mahalach, Bezrat Hashem. You have a man who's sitting in a Seder. He's not interested in eating the matzah, Shmur matzah. So the Gemara says, a guy comes along, I don't know, the Gemara says, someone forced him to eat the matzah. So the Gemara says, who forced him? The Gemara says, a shade. A shade forced him. Gemara says, if a shade forced him, he's not yotze, because if a shade forced you to do something, you're a shota. A shota is potter for mitzvahs. You got me? So Gemara says, a goy forced him, a Persian guy, Persian non-Jew. Forced him, he stuffed the matzah down his throat. So the Gemara says, listen. The Gemara says, you're yotze. Why are you yotze? Because mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana. You got that?
Yeah, it's famous.
Then the Gemara says, what happens if a guy goes to shul at Rosh Hashanah and he listens to the shofar, it's a beautiful sound, but he loves the musical enjoyment. He's not doing it to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem. Hatokei l'shir is lo yatzah. I'm sorry, is yatzah. Why? It's a machlokes. Mitzvahs, ein sriches kavana, tells me a yatzah. Now, do you remember, I think 2 weeks ago, the first week, we quoted from the Chai Adam? Do you remember that? How did the Chayyadim crystallize what the machlokes of mitzvah sriches kavan is or not? You remember? Remember we had different polars? Excellent. What was the middle case? Where you know it's a mitzvah Hashem, you're doing it for alternative motives. You're doing it for alternative motives. You're tokei l'shir. What was the extreme case, Donnie, we had? Let's say a guy, halacha l'maisa, the biggest tzaddik in the world, He's preparing for the lulav in the second before he starts daydreaming about the ball game. Is he yotze in the midst of shaking the lulav?
Yes.
Yes. According to the modern mitzvah, Einshikas Kavana, for sure yotze. Even according to the modern mitzvah, Einshikas Kavana, because we say kola osa. What's the cloud? Kola osa, aldas, rishonu osa. He's a big tzaddik. He's doing it what his mindset is. His mindset is what? Is to fulfill the mitzvah properly. You got me? And therefore, even according to the modern mitzvah, he's Kavana is yotze. I don't care if he daydreamed for the second. It's not the best thing, but he's definitely yotze. What was the other polar? A Jew that had never heard of what? Chanukah in his whole life. And by chance, he lights a Chanukah candle, he lights a candle for a birthday party, or because a room is dark. Is he yotze in the mitzvah? No. That's called misasik. Even according to the modern rules, mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana. You're not yotze. Because he doesn't know what he's doing. So what's the middle case, as Marty said, where they argue all over shas, is where you know it's a mitzvah, but you're doing it for alternative motives. Hatel keil l'shir. So the Rambam paskins, halacha l'maisa, you look in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, chaf chesem and beis, maybe we'll see it inside. The Rambam paskins, that Reb Zeira holds, you need kavana. That the Baal Tokeya needs kavana and the listener needs kavana. They both need kavana. So we have a major machlokas with the mitzvah srichas kavana or mitzvah ein srichas kavana by shofar. And also by what? By matzah as well. Remember I said that the machlokas is presented in Shas Bo both by mitzvah d'oraisa like kriyashma and also mitzvah min d'rabbanan. What was the example of mitzvah min d'rabbanan? Korech. Remember Korech? Eating korech in the seder zeich lemikdash gil, that's a drabbanan, and the gemara presents the machlekes whether it's deraisa drabbanan. How do we paskin? One second, Ephraim. What does the machaber say in Shulchan Aruch? No, the Rambam passes mitzvahs kavana, and the Magen Rambam says the name of Chubas Rabas only by mitzvahs what? Deraisa didn't need kavana. Mitzvahs drabbanan you don't need kavana. What does the Bir Agros say? The Gaon says yes. Both mitzvahs deraisa and mitzvahs drabbanan need kavana. Remember we said that machlekes had a paskin. You guys got to know this. Yeah. Machaber says in Simon Samach, mitzvah srichas kavana. The question is, what is the scope of this psak? Machlek is mug and rum, name it, Chuvas Rabbaz against the Vilna Gaon. Okay? You open up a Rambam. I want you to get this down. You have a blatant steer in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah. We'll see it inside, Mr. Shem. Another time. Before Rosh Hashanah, we met it. The Rambam writes, if someone stuffs the matzah down your throat, you're yotzer. Which says mitzvahs ain't srichas kavan. What does the Rambam say by shofar yoni? Everyone needs kavana. The tokeya needs kavana. The listener needs kavana. What's that saying? Mitzvahs srichas kavana. Mamish stira barambam. The Rambam was a tzaddik. Can't contradict himself. You can't write in one place you don't need kavana like he does by chametz or by matzah. And by shofar Adam, what does he say? You need kavana. Which is it? What do you hold, Rambam? So we have four mahalchim to answer the steer. We're not going to have time to answer. What'd you say?
Rambam writes in a letter that he made mistakes in running the Torah. Or
does he write that Beferish?
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
I want you to show it to me, yeah. But we don't normally accept that. In fact, Briskers assume. Like the Rav's father of Moshe is quoted as saying that you should treat the Rambam in the two different places as a sheet in Rishonu. It's like the Rambam against himself. Okay? When you're making lists and sheet is Rishonu, we were talking about before, how many Rishonim hold lists? You could actually say like that. But okay, we want to answer the steer in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, what were the three works of the Rambam? Well, there are a lot of works. What were the major works? Yad HaChazakah, Perashim Mishnayis, and the Mor Nevuchim. You also wrote the Sifra Mitzvahs too. You also wrote Tshuvas. But Lamaisa, those are the three major works of the Rambam. Okay? Rabbi Willard Shlita once said, when he was Masvid the Rav, that the Rav was like a modern day Rambam. Because the Rav knew it was a Baki B'Shas, like the Yad HaChazakah. The Rav spoke a Prince English. When he switched from Yiddish to English, he used to give shir in Yiddish. So I think in the late 50s, the Talmidim finally convinced him to switch to English. And when he said everything in English. He would say circumcision instead of bris. Every word he would say in English. He would say priest instead of Cohen. He would say priest. So everything, he had a Prince English. So that was like the Perish Mishnah. Because the Rambam wrote the Perish Mishnah in what? Arabic. Correct. Very good. Because he wanted the guys to understand it. And what was the third thing? The Rav knew philosophy, like the Rambam or Nevuchim. So the Rav was like a modern day Rambam. That's what Rav Willich Shliton wanted to say based on that Rambam. But it's interesting, if you think about this, the Rambam writes, a lot of times he contradicts himself in the Perush Mishnayos to the Arach HaZaka.
Yeah,
now, that he wrote as a young man, the Perush Mishnayos. He said he got older, he was chosable, but you have to show me that letter.
He says he answers questions with his ear, like, oh, you have the wrong ear, so
okay, let's see that again. But Lamaish, usually in Lumdus, we give other answers. We have four different Malcolm. I want to just share you the first one with you. We'll close with that, and then tomorrow, like I said, we got Levite, and someday before Rosh Hashanah, we'll finish up the Malach. I want to just close with one answer, the first answer, actually, that I want to give. And that is the following. I'm not sure if you've heard of a topic called Misasek. Misasek is a concept in Hilchos Shabbos and a Kol Torah. Let's say I'm saying a shir on Shabbos, and I keep pounding on the shtender, and a light goes on behind me. I have no idea the light's going on. That's called Misasek. In fact, are one of the Talmidim obligated to tell the Rebbe, you know, Rebbe, you're turning the light on? So if Misasek is a complete tour, it's not even a Mais Avera, then you don't have to say a word to me. But if you say it's a Mais Avera, but I'm exempted from Onshin, then you got to tell me. I am doing a Mais Avera, I won't be punished for it, but you should tell me, Rebbe, you're doing that. There's a concept called Misasek. Misasek is a p'tur. You don't know what's going on, you're not chayiv. Okay. Shmuel, the great Amora, we mentioned him before, has a chiddush in Sanhedrin Daf Samech Beis and increases Daf Yutes. You know what his chiddush is? If you're Misasek b'chalavim v'arayis, chayiv, shekeinen. Let's say I'm about, God forbid, let's say someone's about to eat a piece of chalev. He eats it. He thought it was an OU piece of meat, but it was fat. Non-kosher fat that chayiv karis for. If you do it, b'mezim. Are you chayiv achatis for that? You did it b'shogeg. Yes or no? Yes. What do you mean? I didn't know what I was doing. Shmuel says, you're chayiv achatis. You know why? Shekeinen. The fact that my stomach is full, that supplants the lack of kavana. You got it? The other case of Arias is a guy lives with a woman. He thought it was his wife. Turned out to be another woman, an ashishis of another man. Rahman al-Tzlan. He lived with her. He had hana. He's chayiv chatas. Because that was a chayiv karas. Yes, David.
This is a case of not of onus, not shogeg, right?
Or, this is called misasek. Let's not call it shogeg, correct?
Like I'm saying, it's equivalent to like an onus? Or
similar more to onus, correct. But the chiddush, David, is that you're chayv achatas because the hana you got of eating the chalev or being with the woman supplants the lack of kavan, and therefore chayv achatas, okay? Now, what world is that in? What world is that in? That's in the world of Averis, correct? The Kesef Mishnah quotes Aran. I want you to get this. He imports this rule to the world of Mitzvah Yehuda. And he says the following. If someone stuffs matzah down your throat on the Seder night, are you full? Yes. The lack of kavan is supplanted by the hana. Just like Misasek is chayiv in Averis, you could fulfill a mitzvah in the world of mitzvahs. That is the Chiddush Nifla of the Kesef Mishnah B'Shem Naran. He imports the concept of Misasek, which exists in Averis, and applies it to what? He applies it to mitzvahs. You got what I'm saying, Donnie? What was Misasek in Averis? The fact that he got Hana, yes? That he ate the chalev, he filled up his stomach, the fact that he lived with the woman, even though he didn't know what he was doing, that it was an Isser, he's chayv achatas because the hana he got supplanted the lack of kavana that he had. You got me? So he's chayv the man Corbin. Didn't do it on purpose. If you do it on purpose, he's chayv karis. He's chayv achatas. You got me? But that's in the world of Averis. In the world of mitzvahs, he imports that and says, Misasek also, shekein nene. If someone stuffed matzah down your throat, what's the din? The din is yotze because you have what? You have hana. Your stomach is full of the matzah, even though I had no kavana. You got me? So what's the rule? What's the rule? I want you to get this down according to the first answer. The Rambam Paskins, what's the rule? What's really the rule? Shofar is the rule. No, shofar is the rule. Mitzvah srichas kavana. But by matzah, you had no kavana? Yes, I did. Because of the hana that I got supplants the lack of kavana. Yes. So, but there is a no. The bottom line is you just filled your stomach up. Well said. Well said. It's a mitzvah of achila. It's a mitzvah achila. And since a mitzvah achila, it transports the lack of, it supplants the lack of kavana. And therefore, I would say, according to this first answer, the Rambam passes mitzvah srichas kavana. Shofar is the rule, and matzah is the exception, but it's not really an exception. Because I had kavana through the fact what he stuffed my stomach with. And I had hana. I'll give you another example. Another example. There's two nekudas, and we'll get to your questions. Another example. There's a machlokis mechaber ramah, first night of Sukkot. Is there a p'tur of mitztayer? It's too cold out. Mechaber says there is. The ramah says, Ashkenaz, we got to go out and eat. What's a machlokis, the Rav said, in Lomdus. I want you to think about this. What's a machlokis? What is the getter adin of eating on the first night of Sukkot? I want you to get this. Is it a mitzvah achila or is it a mitzvah yeshiva in the Sukkah that manifests itself in eating? If it's a mitzvah of achila, then what's the din? You got to go outside. You got to eat. If it's a mitzvah of yeshiva, then that depends upon its tire. Teishu kein deduru. You understand what I'm saying? If it's a mitzvah of achila, you got to do it. Even if someone stuffs your face and you didn't want to eat it, you fulfill the mitzvah shekein nana. So even if you're very cold, it doesn't mean it was, I ate it, I was yaitzeh. That's if you view the mitzvah as being a mitzvah of achila. If you view it as being a mitzvah of yeshiva, then I have the p'tur of mitztar. You follow me? That's kufa de machlekes, the mechaber ramah. It's a fascinating machlekes. That's how the Rav wanted to say it. I'll give you an example. What's another example of the Rishonim that imports something in a veiris and apply it to mitzvahs? Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh. You know what that is? Arvis? You know what Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh is? You're responsible for your friend. If he does an aveira, you don't tell him that it's an aveira. When did that apply? When we got there at Yisrael. Donnie, when is that said in the Gemara? By Averis. But the Rishonim apply it to mitzvahs. Where do they apply it to mitzvahs? Afal Pishiyatza, Motzi. How do you know in the afternoon of Rosh Hashanah you can go to the hospital and blow the shofar for patients? You are already Yotzeh. Because the Ritva writes, if all of Klal Yisrael hasn't been Yotzeh, to a certain degree I'm not Yotzeh. We're like one organic unit, the Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh. So it's as if, even though I heard it in the morning, but there are Jews that haven't been Yotze. So to a certain degree, I haven't been Yotze. The Rishonim apply the principle of Arvis, which applies in the Gemara by Averis. What are the two Makaras by Arvis, by Averis? Bekosh Lish Bachiv, Chav Tesimim Beis and Sanhedrin, and Mem Gimel Beis Haniglos and Nistaros Lashem Elokeinu. There are two Makaras for Arvis. But by the realm of Averis, we apply the concept to mitzvahs, the Rishonim say. If I ask you guys, give me two concepts in Lomdus, where the Gemara is by the Averis and the Rishonim applied it to mitzvahs. What are they? Misasek, Shekein Nene, right? That it was in Averis applied to mitzvahs, and now Arvis as well. You follow me? Yes, Marty, and then Ephraim, and then Yehuda. Yeah, go ahead.
Rebbe said that when someone shoves matzah down the throat, they get hanah. So How do you know that's hanah? Like if let's say
because you won't be hungry anymore.
Let's say a man with ma'anes a woman, so like she had you know, so by definition she had hanah. She probably didn't have hanah. Same so too.
Well, the bottom line is his stomach is full. We view that as hanah. In fact, by that case, the Gemara does say Ksubasin Bezi Yitzra Bashenu. It's a terrible thing you did. Don't get me wrong, she got hanah in the end. The Gemara has. Gemara has Yitzra Bashenu. It's a terrible thing, but that might be one of the reasons why he has to marry her. If she wants to marry him, he's got to marry her. Lo Shalishim. That's not one of the reasons, but the Gemara says Yetzer Al B'Shenu. Okay, we view it that he doesn't have to eat dinner now, so his matzah is in his stomach. So we call that hano. Even if he didn't want to, it doesn't make a difference. It's a good kasha. Yes, Ephraim.
So then, Hatokel Ishir should be yatzah because he had hano.
No, good question. What's the answer to that? When I talk about hano, it means physical ingesting hano, either food or in yoni arayis. Who asked that? Toysim Sochem. No, Toysim Sochem Nun Gilman Beis says, why don't you say a bracha on? Why do you only say a bracha bremerish on Saturday night? What do you mean? You're getting hanah from the sun, you go outside, that's only physical hanah. And when we say Yotzer Amaros and davening, that's a berkah shevach vodah, that Hashem renews it every day. Tosus Imsachim Nun Gilim Beis, you look it up. It means hanah inside your body. Achil or Nyani Arayis. Yes, Yehuda, go ahead.
Why would it be the hanah as kavana?
Because, it's a good point, because the premise is good kasha. The premise of kavana is how you relate to the mitzvah. So I relate to the mitzvah through my focus, through my concentration. But I had no kavanah, but I had hana. So therefore, that's how I relate to the mitzvah. And therefore, that's how the gavra fulfills the mitzvah. You follow me? Okay, excellent, guys. I'm proud of you guys. Everyone have a wonderful day. Everyone's invited to the investiture. If you're not going to go to the investiture, learn, guys. Okay?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Either or. I would advise, you know... we give cover to the Nasi, fifth president, and Lamais, we should only have good things. Okay, tomorrow, 9 o'clock, we got a long Seder, we got a lot to do. Got to get right to the Gemara. Okay, yeah. Yeah.